USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We committed to continuing these urgent discussions until we have an agreement. And we agreed we will not leave town until we've made law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to negotiate a bill. Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says allegations of voting irregularities should be investigated.
The fact that our last two presidential elections have not been accepted as legitimate by large percentages of the American public is a serious problem that threatens our republic. I do not say that lightly. This hearing is part of what should be ongoing congressional oversight that is meant to transparently address that serious problem.
The Wisconsin Republican also saying that legitimate concerns must be taken seriously. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
More than 67,000 people were caught illegally crossing the southwest border of the United States in both October and November, a more than 65% increase from the previous year. That's according to statistics released by the Customs and Border Protection on Monday. The numbers included a 31% increase from the previous year from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Morgan, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner, believes this has a lot to do with an upcoming Biden administration.
If you look at what the Biden administration, the policies are going to be, you know, it's not just about stopping construction of the border wall. It's about providing amnesty to millions of people. It's about getting rid of the CDC's Title 42 order, the Migrant Protection Protocol, which ended catch and release. That is not an immigration strategy. Mark my words, that is an open border strategy.
Morgan speaking there on Fox and Friends. Tonight's Powerball drawing is set for $287 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Snow is already falling in many states across the eastern United States. Cleveland among those getting hit as the storm moves east and targets some of the nation's biggest cities along the coast. FlightAware says the number of flight cancellations is over 650. Meanwhile, there are over 250 delays. The National Weather Service says cities such as New York City and Philadelphia could see at least 6 to 8 inches of snow by Thursday night. Republicans in the House are continuing to ask for changes on a committee.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us. They're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us. And then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and then say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did. And I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.